Holy shit!
What happened?
You guys fucking warned me. I got some special beer at the local beer store. This Trog's Mad Elf. And you guys said, it's like, this stuff is really strong. Like, because I was like, oh, whatever. It's one beer. I'm a big boy. I had one earlier. And I'm not good.
Oh no!
I'm in bad shape.
This is going to be one of those eps.
I would not drive in this shape. I'll tell you that.
Skid, I've had a lot of Mad Elves in my day, as my wife is originally from Hershey, and I know that feeling that you feel right now. This isn't like, ooh, I had too many. No, it's not that.
No,
it's I had one.
It's like
I had one of those.
I've been poisoned by an enemy. That's what it feels like.
Are you feeling a little it's a little tingly, a little warm?
Yep.
Something's off. Something's
not
right here.
It's the kind of feeling that if I was just relaxing with friends and not trying to do my job, I'd be like, oh, this is rather pleasant. But in this situation, it's like, stressful. You know, if I'm flying an F-15, it's a completely different feeling. It's like, this is not good at all. I wish I was feeling this way.
That's so funny. I feel like so many people that listen to this think that, like, we are absolutely relaxing with our friends.
No.
You know what I mean? But like, that's not really what it feels like when you're playing with a big old microphone in front of your face. And then you have like, just now, I've never once in the history of the show had a little too many while on microphone.
Nope.
So I wouldn't know what you're feeling. But no, I have a few times been like, oh no, I don't want to be here right now.
The Nash
shouldn't be here right now.
The Nash has seen it at live shows.
Oh yeah,
you don't have to explain.
Live shows. Yeah, that's true.
Man, I remember sitting down at the beginning of one of our live shows and being like, oh no.
As we were starting the show, I was like,
I made some mistakes going into today.
It really is. It's, and we laugh about it now, but like at the moment, it's not funny.
No,
it's like
terrifying.
I wish this didn't happen right now. Matthew, have you ever felt that way once in your life? Have you ever been like, I'm too intoxicated for the moment that I'm in right now?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. You just always seem on it.
Not at the beginning of the live show, though.
Yeah. Dallas show. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think you even said, you were like, I need to, I can't talk anymore on stage.
You said that
policing yourself.
So,
but that show also ran long, and Grant's mom was on stage.
So Grant's parents were on stage. And
I felt like my participation was just one small part of that chaos.
I know. It was like, have I had that much to drink? Is Grant's mom on stage?
Is Grant's mom rolling dice on stage?
I was like, oh, yep, Grant's mom is coming up on stage. So we're at that part of the night. But then when she started rolling dice, Troy was down with it. I was like, oh, this is a different world we're in.
Noted laissez-faire GM.
But how wonderful is it that you guys have jobs where this is not a terminable offense? No. You know? Like most of those jobs.
Some audience members prefer it.
I definitely appreciate how lucky we are. Like, I've done this at jobs before and been canned the next day.
Yeah.
I do this.
Here, you get a raise.
Judging from the number of shots they try to send us at every live show, it's almost as if they want it to happen.
They do
like it. Well, I don't,
because that doesn't make it any easier for us.
No,
that doesn't mean we when you're in that particular spot. And I'm actually a little worried, Skid, that you're in that spot.
I think most of us like just don't drink as much anymore. I don't. Like, I normally, I will have like, I won't have more than two beers anymore, and it'll be like twice a week. And I had one, and I might fall over because it's like I've hamstrung myself by weaning myself off the devil's urine.
And you're also talking about, for those that don't know, you're also talking about an extremely high alcohol content beer. A beer that is famous for laying people out. Before we were recording, you were like, so I'm just sipping on a Mad Elf here. And we were like, oh no.
Oh no.
And then we told a story about our buddy who had a few too many at a session that was, you know, being not recorded, just like a fun session. And he just blacked out. Yeah. Like we were trying to play the game. He couldn't play the game.
That dude had three of them. And like, I've had 100 of these things. I've only once or twice had two in a sitting because it's just not done. And no. He had three.
I feel like there should be a warning label on these saying, warning, this is 72% alcohol.
When you showed us it, I showed you a six-pack that I have in my closet that I'm saving for special occasions.
For the apocalypse.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't want to blame myself to all the horror.
People will buy a six-pack of that, leave it in their closet for a year, and then drink a version of it because it ages. The ABV is so high, the beer flavor changes from year to year. So it's like, here's my 2016 Mad Elf. I've been cellaring it. But when you just go straight to the dome, it's a hefty one for GM.
Well,
to go back to your earlier metaphor, Skid, would you say that GMing for us is like piloting an F-15?
Yeah, if you've never piloted an F-15 before. You're just getting into the cockpit for the first time, and you're drunk, and they're like, the Russians are attacking, and you're the only one that can save us. That's what it feels like.
You might be better off.
And you're not in an airport, you're on an aircraft carrier.
Right, and you have to take off from an aircraft carrier.
Well, then you'd be doomed because F-15s cannot launch from an aircraft carrier.
Oh, that's what makes it even worse.
Fun fact.
An F-14 can, though, right?
Yes, but F-14s have been retired from service.
Oh my God.
What about an F-18? Is that a Hornet? Are they still around?
Yes. Matthew, are you doing some research for one of your plays?
Fun fact, I was a naval and Air Force aviation enthusiast as a sixth grader.
That sounds about right.
We're here with naval aviation expert Matthew Capitacasa. It's 14 after the hour.
Actually, I did spend. I was
68 degrees outside. Traffic is coming on I-70.
So I went down a weird rabbit hole when I was trying to procrastinate at about 11:45 this morning, and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to YouTube and I'm going to give myself 7 to 8 minutes. Of just watching Robert Shaw do the Indianapolis monologue from Jaws. And then I'm going to get back to work. Just take a 7 to 8 minute stretch break. And then get back to work. About an hour That's later, amazing. I was researching.
Sometimes they go away. Like sometimes they wouldn't go away. Like a doll's eye. Like a doll's eye.
About an hour later, there I was researching one of the aircraft that was used in the search and rescue operation for the actual the Indianapolis. Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like,
hey, you can sleep in this thing?
I got some book recommendations for you, Matthew. That's a book recommendation.
Oh, nice. You guys are making me think of that. I love this line of progressive commercials with the guy who is like telling you, he's like, you're becoming your parents. Have you seen these commercials?
No.
Nick, you're looking baffled. You guys haven't seen these? I mean, this guy, it's amazing. The guy underplays everything. It's very, very subtle. And I think they're hilarious. And they're like a couple little moments in each one where he's like, hey, do you realize what you're doing? And in one of them, he talks to a guy who's got a book open and he's like, do you know who else really likes submarine novels? And the guy goes, my dad? And he goes, exactly. Like really sad.
Those are some of my favorite commercials.
I mean,
over here is the silence button on your phone. I don't have one. No, yeah, you do. It's right here. They all have one.
I mean, it's amazing. He's talking to a woman in her house and her couch has 9 throw pillows on it. And he has the saddest voice. And he's just like, look. There's nowhere to sit. You've just covered it all with pillows. You can't sit anymore. The guy's really good. It's well done.
Yeah. That's funny. I like those. I like those too.
Anyway, well, you know, I apologize in advance for the experience you all listening are about to have.
I've also broken out the brown liquor, so we're in.
Oh, wow.
Well, if we're going to get into that area, don't let Nick get it. Oh, no.
No. I can't. No,
we can't go brown.
Oh, man, I didn't know we were going brown. I would have got a nice little snifty and got switched.
Should we all go brown?
No.
Just a match.
At this point, it can only help you.
Yeah. Hey, I wasn't going to, but I'm very up to peer pressure. So
it was a consolidated PBY Catalina that you could sleep in. And that thing was a beast of an aircraft. Let me tell you.
Skip, are you washing down that Mad Elf with a Peroni?
Yeah, I want to even it out. I had a glass of water.
And so you have a Peroni chaser?
A little Peroni chaser.
Yeah. You can't just like cut it off, because that's when it really gets you. You gotta like ease it out with a lighter beer.
You gotta flatten the curve.
By the way, the Peroni bottle has a there's a greenish tint to it, but it's very, very light. Light enough that when you drink it in front of a green screen, it's horrifying and it makes it look like you're drinking an incorporeal beer.
Oh, that's weird. That's awesome. Oh, I'm just looking at my green screen. I'll do this on stream one night and show you everything.
Oh my God. You can see right through the bottle, and he's drinking it, and you can't see the liquid. You just
it looks
see
like I'm holding an empty 7-Up bottle or something.
You can see the labels. That's right. Yeah.
It's really great.
That's amazing.
Anyway, sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, all right. It's okay, buddy. Let's get into it. Let's do it. Now, here's what I remember. Mm-hmm. I remember an extremely unsatisfying Cliffy.
Oh, that was the best Cliffy probably ever.
You basically said we saw something amazing, but then didn't give us any details.
If I gave you any details, you'd know what it was.
Something truly terrifying. Yeah, something in part of this room.
Yeah, something tantalizing to look forward to, and then wade through 15 hours of me talking about how drunk I am to get to.
It's not a 10-foot hallway, is it?
It is. No, it is not. This is an L-shaped. A chamber that is 25 feet on one end, 25 feet on each side, running east to south. The southern wing of this L-shaped hallway ends at a pair of stone doors carved with the depictions of two skeletons reaching out to clutch a skull between them. While to the east, and this is the interesting thing, the hallway narrows down to frame a circular carving of what seems to be an immense stack of tens of thousands of gold coins that rises from floor to ceiling. The edges of these coins are carved with tiny, spiky runes.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Would they seem to be able to fit into a certain doorway? Those spikes?
Nope. No, the runes are spiky.
Oh, like the font.
Yeah, the font. It's a spiky font.
The serifs are particularly sharp.
Yes, the sharpest serifs you've ever seen. Maybe I'm not that drunk.
Okay, that's terrifying. That thing is certainly going to spit out all those coins at us.
Like a Vegas slot machine.
It's two weird things. You got this gigantic carved thing representing column representing stacks of coins, and then on the southern door you see these two, this ominous pair of skeletons holding a skull between them, carved into this pair of double doors in the southern door.
Very cool. Verxius is going to do a perception check on the floor, entering into the room, learning a lesson from last sesh, to not just wade in. Come on, 12. Just tough knowing that, like, you know you're not going to see what's there.
Yeah, seems fine.
Okay, he'll step out in that first space warily.
Warily.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Okay, he'll move off to the west and toward the double door, allowing room for people to walk in if they would so like, and examine the altar to the east.
Okay.
So Thorne steps through and goes, sheesh. She does, walks inside the room and does starts with just a perception check of the stack of gold coins.
Okay.
And gets a 22.
Yeah, you look by and it's, this thing was carved intricately with a lot of care by someone. But yeah, it looks like a representation of gigantic stacks of coins.
Rhapsody, and again, I hate to keep asking this. Can you come help out here and see about the runes here? Do you recognize any of these?
Let me take a look. Just straight up perception?
Yep.
Will be a 26.
Yeah, there are countless thousands of tiny, tiny runes etched all over the edges of the coins represented on this thing. But at a glance, and that the font is so strange that it would be kind of difficult to recognize anything specific, okay. Not speaking Thessalonian, so yeah.
Okay. I did a knowledge religion of 25 and a knowledge history of 19. Anything?
No.
Well, we have that scroll of comprehend languages. That's not going to help us read, will it?
Yeah, I think so.
Exactly, what it does.
All right, let's. You want to burn it?
Yeah.
Burn it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Great thinking, Rhapsody.
Use those consumables.
Let's burn that. Bard. It's a bard spell.
Okay.
There you go.
I could do that then. I've got the use magic device as well. So for this, I haven't done a scroll maybe ever in my career playing Pathfinder. I just roll use magic device.
Nope,
you don't. No, you just do it.
If it's on your spell list and you are of a level to cast it, and it's a level one spell,
all right,
you can just do it. You just do it.
I read the scroll. Action. I cast comprehend languages.
Okay, and you cast it, and you look at this stack, and it seems like the tiny runes on the edges of these coins are swimming into place, and you look closer, and you can see basically the same phrase over and over and over and over again in these coins. And along the edge of them that says, "For the glory and enrichment of Karzuk." Over and over and over again.
Glory and enrichment of Karzuk.
Care for that. So maybe this was a tomb, and this was like a... Are they real coins, or it's a ceremonial?
They're not real coins. They're made to look like real coins.
Yeah, so it's a tomb, and this is like their offerings to him. So they built statues to this Karzug, and then they did an offering. Maybe Karzug is the glaive book dude.
I have a very metagamey idea of what it might be.
Go on.
What's that, Joe? What's your metagame theory?
You know what the... I mean, everybody knows what the Rune Lords represent, right?
No.
You don't know, Nick?
Something that rises?
Sins, right? The seven deadly sins?
The seven deadly sins. And so I suspect there's a chance that maybe this is the tomb of the Rune Lord of Greed,
or
I was
pride.
Thinking.
Well, you know what? I thought it...
Or envy.
I think it's wrath, because that's why everyone's getting angry in town. I think.
Yeah, maybe. And the glaive
really
fits with wrath.
That's like Super Metagaming. If he's rising, it's like bringing out everyone's anger. But that's like... If we're just talking pure metagamey, that's what I was thinking, that he's like the Rune Lord of Wrath.
But all these, spiky coins, you might... But it's not. They're not actual coins, right? They're a depiction of coins.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, depiction of an offering. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I think you're right, Joe.
It looks decorative. Like, it looks like this decorative
ceremonial. Yeah, ceremonial. It could be greed, but yeah, I mean, again, this is totally metagaming. Our characters don't have any idea, but I just think that
it's fun to guess, though.
Now,
yeah, but it's interesting. Like
50-50 raffle.
There
is a 50-50 raffle, isn't it?
To the glory of the 50-50 raffle.
Yeah.
So, now that we know the name Karzu, that I've read that, can I roll a knowledge religion on that now?
Sure.
I rolled a natty...
Or knowledge history.
I rolled a natty 19 for a 25 knowledge religion.
Ooh.
And a terrible knowledge history of 9.
Yeah. Nope. Doesn't ring a bell for either.
Shit, man. This is some deep, ancient ass history.
All right, so this scroll lasts for 10 minutes per level. I just looked it up. I might quick double back and look at that northern door back in the other room to see if I can read anything off of that one.
Okay.
Just while we're like, you know, the doors are all open. I hustle back and I just take a quick look at that northern door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything about Karzu there?
Yeah. You see the name like in the door. This the it's just it's like a bunch of kind of words. It's like kind of buzzwords. It's just like watchfulness, defense, and you see Karzug like kind of repeated like for the glory and enrichment of Karzug, and just watchfulness, defense, and just kind of like almost like you think it was like I think it makes you think of like a motivational poster or something, like kind of all over the store.
Yeah, hang in there.
Hang in there, baby.
Hang in there.
College. John Belushi.
Okay. So, and
all right, south doors. Fucking go.
Let's go, man. Come on.
Okay.
Let's take on this rune lord.
Yeah, let's fight the rune lord.
You ain't gonna rise, motherfucker. Perseus, grab his hand.
So glad it's a thing. All right, are you gonna come to the door here and listen?
Yeah, well, is it another one of these stone doors? I'm wasting my time. 21.
Yeah. Don't hear anything.
I ain't hear nothing. These walls are too thick.
All right, Averxius will...
We didn't do a check on these doors, though. We didn't do a check on, like, the skeleton. I'm probably slowing this down way too much. Should I bother doing the checks on this? On like the
do whatever you want, Nick. Just say what you want to do.
Same thing. This is a 18 knowledge religion and a... Ooh, natty 18 for 24 knowledge history.
And this is skeletons doing what? They're holding up something?
Yeah, they're each of them... grasping a skull between them in the middle of the store. It's a pair of skeletons. And no, it's you. This would be consistent with burial customs in a lot of ancient cultures, but nothing more specific than that.
All right. I got nothing, fellas.
Is this a tomb of fucking Rune Lord?
We shall see.
Let's open those doors. Go get him, Averxius.
Okay, he'll attempt to open the door.
Okay, Averxius opens the door, and they swing open, creaking on their old stone hinges, grinding, and
see oh my god, these rooms.
Oh, I don't see any doors.
Oh, God, this is bad. This is bad.
Four pillars support the domed ceiling of this room. Several dark alcoves containing standing sarcophagi grace the walls, and a statue of a stern man wielding a glaive and holding a book stands in the southern part of the chamber.
What's the floor look like? I'm serious. Is it smooth?
Are you done, Skid? Is that it?
Oh. Yeah, that was it.
It seems he stopped for a while. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
The floor is smooth decorative tile. There seems like a little pattern in it.
Mm. Ooh.
All right. Perception on just the first couple squares to step into the room. 17.
Okay. You look closer at the floor, and it's really... kind of morbidly beautiful. It's this pattern of kind of checkerboard Sihedron runes with tiny, tiny skulls at each of the points. And it just repeats over and over and over again, like across the room.
All right, Thorn steps up behind, like to take a good peek. With a scroll still active, can she read the runes that are on the floor?
There's no runes on the floor.
Oh, I thought you said there was. Sorry.
All right, Averxius will step into the room.
Lord Northwood will follow.
Rhapsody after Northwood.
Okay, what are these things in the alcoves? I'm sorry.
Sarcophagi.
Yeah, sarcophagi.
Sarcophagi.
Yeah.
Okay, Averxius from 15 feet away is going to do a perception on the statue. Once again, it's a statue of...
Karzug.
All right, he's going to do a closer look while Foley does detect magic on the room and just wafts it over.
Okay.
Man, sorry. 14. perception on the statue, and then Foley is going to wash a detect magic spell over the whole room.
Okay. The statue, do you cross to the other side of the room to get a close look at it?
No, he looks at it from 15 feet away with a 14, so okay. I assume he doesn't see much of anything.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this looks like a fairly well-preserved version of the same figure that's depicted in the other statues that you've seen down here. And okay. Detect magic is the same ambient transmutational magic, kind of shimmering in the air everywhere. And there's also like there's a trace of necromancy, kind of like flickers of like you see.
Great. I'm gonna just do a general perception on the room, just to see like any of those sarcophagus guy look like they're cracked, moving, anything jumping out of me. Natural 20 for a 34.
It looks like the sarcophagi, doing a check around, three of them look like they're open. And two of them look like they're sealed shut. Two of them on the eastern wall. Oh, and the third one down in the far wall look like they've been sealed shut.
What is going on? We're like, was he buried here? Is his tomb the one to the far end? And like, his main dudes were buried with him? Like, is it that type of situation? We gotta start looking at the sarcophagi. Of course, the second we move any further in, we're gonna get fireballed to the face.
Metagaming.
question. Not metagaming. Five sarcophagi in here. Were there five open slots in that northern door? Five rune openings?
There are like 30.
Oh, there are like 30. Said. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on here. I guess we just got to trip whatever trap is in here and just start fighting.
Yeah.
All right, Averxius will just trip the trap and die first. He'll walk up to the statue and look even closer and get hit by it immediately.
Okay. You go up and check the statue, and yeah, nothing happens, and you don't see anything else notable.
Okay. He'll walk up right next to it. Let's do another perception for any switches on it, dials, anything that might open up something. The door in the floor. Oh my god, I'm so enraged! Another just complete garbage roll. 11. 11 okay. Perception.
Yeah, nothing.
There's nothing here. Let's leave and go home.
So they're walking around. Some of them are open. Some of them are shut. Am I right by an open? Is this an open one right here, Skid? That I'm right by this one.
You're by
right
there,
or is that a closed one?
Yeah.
All right, Thorn following. Versus, how about this one here? Is this a closed one or an open one?
That one's open.
So you're just walking along the eastern wall here.
Yeah, I'm walking along the eastern wall in the same way that Averxius did, and she's like, Binky, please stay close to me just in case if you can. And she starts like kind of like peering into what she can see in that open sarcophagi. Perception check, not a good one, an 11.
Okay. So you look in, and it's pitch black in there. So you look in, and you're not sure what you're looking at for a second, but you like your eyes kind of adjust to the darkness inside, and within the darkness you see, I just think it's a figment of your imagination, but you see this skull-like shape, sort of vague outline of it, and you look for a second, and it's like, yeah, it looks like a human skull. And all of a sudden, it lunges at you with an outstretched bony hand. Roll for initiative.
Oh,
Oh no,
Incorporeal fight. I'm leaving. I'm running.
Wow.
We run.
Oh, it's terrifying. Nice. Natty 17.
You want the the good news or the bad news, Nick?
Oh, I want the bad news.
Well, the bad news is I rolled a natural 2 on initiative.
Oh boy. What's the good news
is I'm standing right next to you.
There you go. I like it. I rolled a natural 17 for 20 total, Skidoo.
Okay. There you go, dude. That's good.
Okay, let's go in order. What did Foley get?
13.
13. Rhapsody, what'd you get?
First of all, you have put some pawns on the screen, and I unfortunately recognize those pawns.
Oh yes, now I do too.
And I know exactly no longer what they play. Are.
I don't know.
Hard pass.
So I will be not revealing my initial. No, I got a 15. Okay. I'm actually the only one equipped to deal with them, I believe.
Okay. Thorn. What did Thorn get?
20.
Ooh. Okay. And Lord Binky.
Binky got a 3.
Oh no. Okay. It is
all right.
Creature number 2 goes first. And
oh god, this is so bad.
This happens to be the one that lunged out at Thorn. It reaches out for you with a clawed, shadowy hand, 14 against touch.
Mm-hmm. And touch is...
Flat-footed touch, which I don't know if that matters.
My flat foot is 16.
What's your touch?
My touch is 12.
Okay.
Shit.
So this shadowy hand sinks right through your armor, and this cold chill burns your skin beneath. And you take 4 points of strength damage. Strength just sapped right through your arm out of your body.
It's so bad.
Yep. I mean, this is the worst. So it's the worst.
Oh my god.
Oh yes. No.
Everything about this party that has been good is now thrown out the window. Like, it's completely thrown out the window.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to adjust that on my hero lab.
I've never taken that much ability damage before.
I've never done that. No. Can someone tell me? Or text me.
Adjustments, okay. Other adjustments, and then you can do an ability score damage.
Oh, my
other
God.
Other adjustments.
So I take ability. 4 points of strength damage?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, no,
it's bad. It's real bad.
It's not good.
We don't have any cleric.
No. Luckily, though, it's Thorn's turn.
Alright, so Thorn is going.
She's strong enough to hold that that Thorbo.
The Thorbo. Sing. So I am going to take a 5-foot step. I guess here. And she's gonna start singing a damn song.
Okay.
Good to help her allies, maybe in some way, shape, or form. I don't even know. So the night their nuptials should be, in gorgeous Turtleback Ferry, we're married on the ferry fine, as orgers cross the borderline, and so she's singing, so we all get inspired rage, and the bust plus two to dex, all that stuff, and I'm so scared.
Yeah,
everything that's happening right now. And that's it.
Yeah, this is like a manifestation of pure otherworldly terror. Just appeared before you, and this, a little bit more strength courses through your veins that you lost, but still doesn't match everything, all the damage you took. Okay, it is Rhapsody's turn.
All right, thankfully Rhapsody's ectoplasmic blade is a ghost touch weapon, which will affect these incorporeal creatures.
Best news I've heard all day.
He will accept Inspired Rage. He will accept the plus two to Dex, and he will take a 5-foot step and attack this one in the northwest alcove.
Okay.
Also setting himself up if he doesn't kill it for some pretty solid strength damage next round. Or later this round, actually. Come on, Rhapsody. Come on! Fuck! 12 against flat-footed.
Oh, flat-footed. Let me see here. Flat-footed, 12. That's a miss.
Oh no!
Oh,
God.
Yeah, this is...
This is no
es bueno. Okay.
Oh, it's the whole reason I have a ghost touch weapon. Moments like this. Rhapsody's like, we're in big trouble.
Okay, it is Shadow number one's turn. The one that you just struck at, Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. Reaches out, grabs at you. Natural one.
Oh, thank graciousness.
Natural one.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Thank you, he says to the shadow.
Thank you. That was very honorable of you. I'm not optimistic about this. I have no optimism about this. I just feel like so many of our fumbles are like, you drop your weapon! And it's just like, they have no weapon.
Your claw falls off. Is it a named creature? Does it even get a fumble like that, or no?
Yeah.
Fumbles, it doesn't matter.
According to our rules. All right. This one from Dylan in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Come on, hey, Dylan.
Hey, I know my way around Arkansas these days. What is up, Dylan? This one's called
America's
Flash.
Number one diamond-producing state.
That's true.
I believe so.
Oh, geez. You attack with such viciousness. God. That you tweak your back, releasing a it's called flashback. You attack with such viciousness that you tweak your back, releasing a hallucinogenic from your regretful past in a friend's basement. You become dazed for 1d3 rounds.
All right.
Fortitude save negates.
You know what? Okay. That's kind of great if the fort save fails.
I'm sure that undead are immune to anything with a fortitude save. So I would assume, but...
If it's undead, then... Yeah.
Yeah, it is undead.
Yeah, that would not apply.
I almost know fumbles will apply to this thing.
Yeah,
so there's just no real need to...
It's tough.
To be bummed about it, so...
Yeah.
It's not... it's not on you, Dylan. Yeah. You're fine.
Well, you know what? It didn't hit me.
Right.
I didn't hit
it. That's actually the best thing about it, was it was a mistake.
Yeah, yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah, We have to take these out as fast as possible before they sap too many of our strengths, because we just don't have the capabilities to heal. What are we going to do? Go back to town and rest and then come back?
No. We have to. There's no other option. Dude, and
but
by the way,
they'll know. It's too late. Like, we've already infiltrated.
You literally have to kill every one of them. Wait, Northwood, you now have a magical weapon, right?
I have a magical weapon. That's only half damage, though.
That's fine. I mean, at least it's damage. Like, I'm literally... I have nothing.
Yeah.
Zero.
I'll do full. He'll do half. We got a hit. Missing that first attack. This is shitty.
Yeah, the ghost touch too is full, right? Not half.
Yeah, it's full.
That's full.
Any wands or anything, Joey? Like
wand of magic weapon or do
I
you
mean
have
magic
spell?
Missile?
Magic
I think still does half damage, and that's 1d4 plus one half.
You know, it's something. Though,
no, no, no.
Something.
That should be full damage. That's
force
spell damage.
Force is full. Yeah, force is full.
That magic missile is going to be our...
I mean, magic does half damage to them if you're corporeal. So unless force is different from every other energy.
It is.
Okay.
Well, it is in Starfinder.
What about Shocking Grasp or Burning Hands? Because we have a wand of Shocking Grasp and we have a scroll of Burning Hands. Probably not. And
I believe it's half. I believe all...
Still.
I believe magic is half.
Produce flame.
Yeah, magic is half.
Tree shape?
yeah, force spells and effects such as from magic missile affect a creature normally.
Yeah.
It's just like Star.
Okay,
it's
almost, and you're reading incorporeal?
Yeah.
I'm in the Universal Monster rules. Yeah. It's almost as if that item was placed in the adventure intentionally.
One would think. All right, so we've got a chance here. It's just like how much strength damage you're going to take in the meantime. Because, Joe, I'm not as confident in you that we can just go back to town. I think we're too deep in now.
Yeah, yeah. If we go back to town, you're right. The whole AP will probably end.
Well, it's just... it's lame.
It is lame, but like, you can't... It's not an arcade game. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but this also isn't a home game. You got to be heroes. And if we die, we die. Fate of Sandpoint and the world is at stake. Yeah, clearly. Is this the boss? Three shadows? I don't know.
It's just so weird, though, because you one cleric in the party and you're fine. You're 100% fine. It's like, encounter over. You know what I mean? Like,
to be able to channel and blast and hurt them. But one cleric isn't going to heal 19 points of strength if we all take it.
Yeah, a couple days resting in the woods. You know what I mean?
We don't have days. We have minutes. Smoking a cigarette.
Finishing off her final plans.
Or she's in that fucking unlocked the room to the north. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, we're in it. We're in it.
And by the way, this is strength damage, not drain. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, if you take a point or two, you can rest it off. But if you take excessive, like, it's going to take a week to freaking heal it without a lesser restoration. Wait, do we have any scrolls or wands of lesser rest that we found? I don't think we do. I don't have any on my sheet. But actually, we couldn't cast it anyway, even if we did, right?
Maybe the bard could.
No, the bard is arcane.
No, they have divine spells too, but I don't think they have that on their spell list.
I don't think we got any, though. I don't think we have any.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You have Cure Light Wounds, so yeah, you have some divine spells. Okay. All right.
It is Foley and Avrixias's turn.
Thank God.
Use that wand, bro!
First thing... No, he's not going to. Foley is going to dismiss Avrixias as his first action. So that Avrixias takes no strength damage and can come back. But that is a standard action. So then he's going to move back and out of the room and draw the wand.
Okay. So actually, instead of Avrixias can Avrixias take his action before you do that? So he can be useful before he leaves?
He can't do any damage to an incorporeal creature.
He doesn't have, okay.
He doesn't have a magical weapon. All he is a really big, tough, strong, physical dude. That's all he does right now. Yeah. He could do other stuff later, but not now. So I'll take a 5-foot step and draw the wand of magic missile. So standard action, dismiss, 5-foot step, and then move action, draw the wand of magic missile.
Okay. Great. Okay. And it is Shadow Number 3's turn, and it sees Foley leave the room. And it has something. It makes a beeline right for him. It flies across the room towards the doorway, past Rhapsody. And you can take an attack of opportunity.
I was just going to ask, can I get that little AOO? Come on!
Oh, and Thorn, actually, all three of you can. All three of you, okay. Lord Northwood, Thorn, and Rhapsody. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Do you want to go first, Rhapsody?
This is so cool. It doesn't want us to leave the room once we walk in. It's like, you may not leave.
And I missed.
Okay. Oh, no. And I assume, because like, since the days wouldn't work against this thing, right? The spell days?
Usually undead are immune to mind affecting, right? If they don't have a mind.
Yeah. So all you get is a physical attack.
Oh, yeah. I have no weapon to help with that, so.
Yeah. So it flies through the room. You feel this chill wind as it passes you, and it flies up to reaches for Foley, and it's like it hits a wall of force the minute it gets to the doorway. It's like boom, it stops. It's like looking at him.
Oh, cool.
And that's the end of its
horrifying
turn.
But cool.
And it is Lord Northwood's turn.
Okay, Lord Northwood is going to step up to the east and towards this shadow creature that first jumped out and attacked Thorn.
Okay.
And he's going to take a swing with power attack. Do I want to fight defensively? No, I think I can't sacrifice the two hit. All right. Power attack is on. Okay, Natty 13 for 21.
That's a hit.
Yes! Okay. Yes!
Come on, Northwood.
And I do, let me just make sure I have the Inspired Rage yep. on.
And the plus okay. the dex, everything.
Gotta take that dex bone.
11 points of damage, which so okay. you only take 5.
Okay, 5 points of damage to old Shadow number 2. Well, I'm Shadow Stevens. Okay. All right, it is a new round. And it is Shadow number 2's turn. And it reaches out its shadowy clawed hand for Lord Northwood this time. That is a 14 against touch AC.
That hits.
Damn it!
They hit against touch. It's so
bad. I know.
3 points of strength damage.
Oh, Lord Northwood. God.
That's awful.
All right. Yeah. Oof. It is Thorn's turn.
All right, so Thorn continues her song. She hears, like, they charged right through the water fast, and she keeps on going. She is going to... she does not want to get into this guy's space over here either and encourage any attack of opportunity. She is going to... This is so dumb. They have nothing good to do, I don't think. Dazed mind affecting probably won't do anything. So what I'm going to do, what Thorn is going to do is she is going to pull out that Wand of Silent Image.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to, so that's her move action. And she's going to cast it. And what she is going to cast, like to try and do it, like the image that she sees of that statue of the guy with the glaive. She's going to try to cast it in the room to see if it has any effect on these shadows. It's so dumb, but I've got nothing better to do. So
okay.
She casts it, and so an image of this guy with the book and the glaive, like, looks alive on the floor near them. They're undead. It doesn't do anything. I don't know. Trying something.
Okay. All right. Got to try something, I guess. It is Rhapsody's turn.
All right. This is going to be dumb, but I'm going to fight defensively and swing out at the same one again. So an even okay. lower chance to hit, but buffing my AC against its attacks. I think the gamble paid off. 21 to hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, 17.
18 to 20 would have been a crit. Fuck yeah, 14 points of damage.
Ooh, yes.
Wow.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
As you rip through it, like little shreds of shadow kind of fly off of it, and it shrieks in pain. Good job. Do you move at all?
Yeah, I'll take a 5-foot step back towards Thorn and Northwood there, just to stand right in the middle of the room.
We could also just leave the room.
Glad that paid off. Yeah, we could, but there might be something in the sarcophagi that we need to move further in the adventure.
No, we leave the room.
Right, but it's possible we can attack them from here and they can't attack us.
Exactly.
This thing can't hit me, look! I'm waving at it, it can't hit me!
We stand just outside the threshold, they can't touch us, and we can go to town on them and Foley can magic missile.
Oh, you're saying they can't pass the threshold?
What is this, the first adventure you ever read?
Yeah, come on, Troy.
You're saying they can't pass the threshold because of some power holding them in?
Yeah.
That's what he just said.
Get out of the room, all of you!
Okay. I'm gonna stay right there.
Okay.
Rather than provoke 2 attacks of opportunity.
It
or
is.
Or you can 5-foot step towards the door, and then the next turn get out of the room.
Yeah, I don't like it. Don't leave me open to 2 attacks this round.
Okay. The shadow that Rhapsody just attacked, like, kind of takes a 5-foot flying step over towards him and reaches out to touch him. Oh, 17 against touch.
Yeah, even defensively, that's going to be
it. No, not the wraps. Not the wraps.
6 points of strength damage.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's bad. Okay.
It's bad.
It's pretty bad.
Squared damage.
It's Foley's turn.
That's a lot. I forgot it's 1d6.
Foley's going to create a little distance. He'll take a 5-foot step back and attempt to fire a magic missile at the one that got blocked by the force door. Please. Wondering if the force door also stops a force missile from going through from this side. But I don't know until I try. He will try to activate the wand and fails, of course.
Oh, no!
Still have not activated a single wand except that fucking silent image. So yeah, fail. Okay. And if I roll a natural one, by the way, I can't activate it for 24 hours, the magic missile wand.
Right. Which would be bad. Okay.
Would be very bad.
All right. So the shadows turn. It's like, like it's still focused on Foley. And it's like, you can see that it wants so badly to fly to you and sap your strength, but it just, there's something keeping it back. So it's just hovering there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Lord Northwood's turn.
All right. Lord Northwood is going to try to lead this retreat out of the room, and he's going to do a full withdraw, which will save him from an attack of opportunity from the first square, but he'll provoke. Mm-hmm.
You're going to provoke from the other two because you can't move through its space.
I can try.
You can try.
But if you fail, you'll be pushed back and you won't be able to move out of the room at all.
God, I can't believe it. I mean, 14 points of damage that all went through, and they have more hit points than that. This is going to be really hard.
Yeah.
All right, you know what I'll do? Oh, no, that doesn't help me at all. All right, so I'm going to... Fudge. They've got us pinioned in here.
You got a good acrobatics? Can you tumble through?
Not with my armor on. All right. So first things first, Lord North. Instead of full withdrawing, Lord North is first going to take a swing at the one he's already been fighting.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then then I'm going to beat a retreat.
Just crit it.
Power attack. Yeah, man. I'm going to try. Not a crit, but natty 16 for a 23 to hit.
That is
nice.
A hit.
Nice.
Sweet. Right. Sweet.
Okay, 13 points of damage, so 6 points of damage.
Okay, all right.
And then I will, move and incur from the one I just attacked.
Okay. Reaches out for you. Oh, man, natty 16. Oh, God, 5 points of strength damage.
Oh, no!
Ooh, man.
And every time they hit one of us, our ability to do damage to them goes down drastically.
Yeah. And your ability to hit them at all.
Yep.
Looks like Foley is going to have to be the hero of fear. Oh, shut up.
Wow.
Whew. I'm desperately reading about. I mean, I can summon some monsters in here, and I'm just reading. It's just like, nope. Like smite evil, doesn't matter that they're good. Like it does not matter against incorporeal. They do not. Their attacks are not magical for the purposes of bypassing that kind of shit.
Oh my god!
So I'm really at a loss.
Yeah,
as I always am with every incorporeal encounter I've ever come across without a cleric.
Yeah, this is really tough. I feel bad. Like this is really, yeah. This is not good. Okay, it is a new round.
1d6 strength damage against, and they can hit against.
It's just basic fucking brutal. Bestiary 1 shadows.
Yeah,
yeah, and they're like we're not under leveled. Like this is the level that they're at. It just if you have a cleric,
yeah,
everything's fine. It's so weird. You have to have the one class. Or else you're really dominated.
It's clearly, I mean, yeah, everything
seems like
totally
if you're missing
fine,
a class,
a cleric,
it's always a cleric that you need, you know?
A cleric's going to do what? 2d6 on a channel at this point, a third level?
A cleric
level?
Can heal the strength damage. That's the thing.
Can heal 6 points of strength damage to me and then do another 6 or 7
you
to Matthew?
You could sleep that's one eight. Night and heal almost eight. All of it in a day or two.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, otherwise, we're out a week. Without a cleric, you know? It's a big difference.
Yeah. I just think it's an equalizer for us right now. We just need to have offensive spells. We should always have offensive spells.
But well, they still do half damage.
Yeah, but it's better than zero damage.
We also walked into this knowing we had no spells. So.
Yeah, I haven't I haven't used any of my spells.
Okay,
save it.
It is the one that you just attacked, Rhapsody. You moved away. It steps out, and let's see.
Wait, this is the one that attacked Northwood.
The attack of opportunity. All right, so it steps out. 1-2, Rhapsody. 3-4, Thorn. Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Attacks Rhapsody.
Fine defensively.
11 against touch.
That's a miss.
Okay.
Huge.
Huge.
Okay. And it is Thorn's turn.
All right, so Thorn continues singing her song. She sings, get the boat to shore, scream the groom. And cold iron, does that have any effect on undead? Not really, right?
Usually demon-y, devil-y.
Yeah, yeah. But not this.
Creatures, not usually undead. I think.
Yeah. So she is going to... That's a free action. So the raging song continues. She wants to get the hell out of here. I think she might... I don't even know if there's even a way. I think she moves right here and then stops. Okay, like, full withdrawal back. Doesn't get me any further. They move back one space towards the door on a diagonal, closer to this one shadow, but not... I think that's all I can do, right? I don't think I can move
so
any
further.
So
you just
take
a 5-foot step back.
I'm saying a full withdrawal doesn't... I can't get any further than that anyway, right? Like, I can move, but I incur an attack.
Yeah.
If I move
Full
to
withdrawal
the door.
Gives you one... It basically gives you one free 5-foot square of movement where you can't be attacked with opportunity. But then everyone after that will incur, yeah. So if you stop
there,
that's
basically
just a 5-foot
step. And then do a full withrawal?
No. Here? That's what...
Or no, is
a full
that's
withdrawal
all I can do.
Is
all,
a 5-foot step followed by your movement.
Yep. Oh, all right. So that's... no. I'm going to try to make it through that. I'm just going to move. No, but then I incur two attacks of opportunity. All right, so I'm just going to move here, and that's all I'm doing. All right.
Okay, so you just take a 5-foot step back, and that's your turn. And you keep singing, and it is Rhapsody's turn.
All right, I have a +1 to hit right now if I continue fighting defensively, and I will, just to see if the dice favor me. Correct die. Natural 19, critical threat.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Very low chance to confirm here. I think 17 to confirm.
That's a confirmed crit.
Whoa!
Oh, baby.
I believe they are immune to crits, or are they just immune to flanking?
Right.
Oh no, you have a ghost touch weapon.
Yeah, and they're undead. So undead aren't immune to crits necessarily.
I know, but they're incorporeal. That's different. So I think.
Oh yeah, incorporeal.
I think with a ghost touch weapon, you can deal precision damage and critical.
Well, that's interesting.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they are immune if you don't have a ghost touch weapon.
Yeah.
So having one could be huge right now.
Yeah. I will make that call. You can make a critical hit against this thing.
Nice.
All right, give me the I mean, if I've already did 14 damage, I think a basic hit's going to take him out. But I'm just curious if I get any cool added shit.
Cool added shit?
With a fan critical.
Besides critting? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I think I can kill it with minimum damage on my 1d8 +3. Well, I don't know. Maybe it has more than 4 hit points left. But I just can't imagine it has more than, like, 20 hit points. I've already done 14, so I mean, I still have to roll well.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. This one from...
Yeah, Ghost Touch gives an incorporeal. It can crit, is what I'm reading here. But
okay. Yep, great. That's what I thought. Jordan from Johnson City, Tennessee.
Oh, Johnson City.
Irori's inner strength. You are struck by a higher force for a brief moment. Your mind's eye is taken to the halls of Irori. You see mighty green dragons slumbering on black pyramids. You see mighty dwarves chanting prayers. As you begin to focus ahead, you see the great hand of Irori reach and tap your forehead. Latent inner strength surges through you. Double damage on your next attack. If the targeted creature is intelligent, it must make a will save. If it fails, the creature is blind and deafened by the hand of Irori for 1d4 rounds. So I believe this is not an intelligent creature.
I think I'm going to kill it. I did.
But I think you might just kill it. So do that double damage.
14 points of damage. Another 14.
Yeah, you destroyed
the same one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Choice-a-thon. Nice.
Solid. So now... if I move, it's going to incur twice, so I will just 5-foot step.
Okay.
That is all I'm going to do there. And yeah, I'm still fighting defensively, so...
Oh, is that all? Just kill one of them?
Yeah.
Is that all you're going to do? Save all of our lives?
God, that crit was bad. Came at a good time.
Sure did.
And now Northwood's weak in this one. How much damage have you done to it, Northwood?
Probably about 10
with your half.
I think it was 5 and 6.
11 points of damage. So
11. Yeah. All right, so I did 28 to that thing. I'm telling you, it's like, it's going to be around 20 hit points that these things have.
Okay.
CR, all right. Yeah. All right. I'm metagaming, but I'm just trying to think about what our odds are.
Okay, it is Foley's turn.
Foley will... You bastard! Ringing this wand, trying to get it to shoot a missile. He'll shoot once again at the one that's in the doorway, still not knowing, even if the wand fires off, if it's going to go through that wall of force.
Question, do you want to shoot at the one that's already taken damage to try and knock that out, or do you want to just hit...
No, start the one, weakening this the one closer, we can get out. The rest of us can get out, and we can just take pot shots.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to kill it.
He's not going to kill it, though, whereas
it's going to take me 10 rounds to kill one, so yeah, I could shoot the one that's more damage, sure.
Yeah.
Rhapsody's like, kill that one. He's like, all right.
Hit the one that's hurt.
I still have to get this bastard little stick to work.
Make that wand work, you big dummy.
It fucking works.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, finally. He keeps shaking it and shaking it furiously. Like, where are you, bastard? And then it just, whoa, whoa. Fires off a missile for as good as it can get. 4 points of, well, actually, it can do 5, right?
Yeah.
Force definitely does max damage.
I believe so,
yes.
I'm sorry. It all goes through. Yeah. Okay, so 4 points of damage to that one in the back.
Yeah, you burn it through it a little bit. Ah! Okay, nice job. All right, and it is... Number 3's turn, and it's like, for some reason, it is just completely hypnotized by Foley. It's just like, it keeps like trying to clutch at you, and it just can't move past the threshold of the door. And it is Lord Northwood's turn.
Kill it, BK, kill it!
Can I drop a shield as a free action?
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's not a buckler. I think you can... You're
great. I will drop the shield as a free action. Let me uncheck it.
It is useless in this fight.
Yeah.
Shields are no more use here!
And Lord Northwood will take a 5-foot step back towards number
you,
2.
Yeah.
And two-hand the long sword. Power attack is on.
Come on.
Try to hit this thing.
You may not need power attack. It's already taken 15 points of damage. Just throwing that out.
I want to do as much damage as possible to this thing. It's going to get halved.
No. He's really right. He's really right.
I think you can... You want to... I understand that need.
If I take power attack off...
Oh, because you're only doing half damage.
I'm doing half damage, and I would do 1d8 plus 1. So that could be 2 points of damage.
It could, or it could be 9.
You really have to do power attack. Yeah. Come on, man.
All right, power attack.
Okay, natural 12... Tweener, 16 to hit.
Come on.
It's a hit.
Come on, yes.
Good job. Good thing you did power attack.
Okay, that is 9, so 4 points of damage.
Like, your magical blade whoom, slices through this thing and tears through its shadowy fabric and destroys it.
What a goal. 19 hit points.
19, I was close. I said 20 metagaming.
He really is. He's such a metagamer. He's a filthy, filthy metagamer.
I have never seen such brazen metagaming in our shows.
It's how I enjoy
how sleep at
it's
night.
It's how I enjoy the game. It's like watching a movie and being like, I know what's going to happen next. That's how I enjoy it. That's great.
Do you move, Northwood?
Stay in this fight now.
Northwood, do you move?
I did. I had to take a 5-foot step to get
there. Oh, you did. Okay. Oh, you did. Right. Okay. It is a new round. It is Thorn's turn.
Okay.
Thorn keeps on singing. His hands clasp the monster's eyes. And now knowing that this is that her friends are doing some damage, she's gonna take a 5-foot step back, a 5-foot step back here, just to try and get out of this thing's range in case it does turn deeper back into the room, rather than trying to incur an attack that will definitely sap her strength even more. She's like, they're doing some damage, but they can maybe kill this thing. I'm gonna go a little deeper.
Okay.
Okay. It's her turn.
Okay. And oh boy, it's Rapsy's turn.
Oh boy, Rapsy will take a 5-foot step and swing. I'm going to keep fighting defensively.
Okay.
16 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yes. Yes.
It is with a +1 to hit now because of my strength damage and fighting defensively is a -4. Come on. 6 points of damage.
Okay. All right. Do a little damage there.
We got this, son of a bitch.
Okay,
it's Foley. Got this, son of a bitch.
You got this, son of a bitch. It's Foley's turn.
All right, Foley will once again... it works! It works! He'll try to activate the wand again. Natural 20.
There we go.
To activate the wand.
So that's a crit? That's a crit, Zony.
And same thing, 4 points of damage. That's 2 3s in a row from old Foley Master.
Beautiful.
Dude, we're a Northwood quit away from killing this thing.
Okay. Okay. And it's that attack by Rhapsody breaks it out of its reverie, and it like turns towards you.
I knew the risks.
that is 12 against touch.
That, because of fighting defensively, is not a hit.
Oh wow!
Okay.
Beautiful.
Oh man. All right, that's his turn. It's freaky. Lord Northwood. You're good to go.
Go on, Northwood.
Lord Northwood will take a 5-foot step and take a swing, two-handing the longsword.
Come on. Come on, dude.
Come on, Binky.
15 to hit.
Oh,
that's a hit.
Oh, yes!
Oh, nice. Oh,
I knew 16 was. That's great.
Oh, nice.
Max damage, 12 points of damage, so 6 points of damage.
Okay, okay.
Wow.
Right. It's definitely...
we're a hit away.
It's a shadow of its former self. And it is a new round. It is Thorn's turn.
She said. She goes... she keeps singing her song. His hands clawed at the monster's eyes. And she is going to... she's going to... stay where she is right now and just keep singing her song.
Okay. All right. That makes it Rhapsody. You're up. Up to bat.
All right. Rhapsody hit it, and then Foley hit it, and then Northwood hit it, so I will no longer fight defensively and try and land the killing blow.
Flank it.
Yeah, you can take a 5-foot step and flank it.
That's right. Good call, Matthew. I wasn't even looking at the board.
And now you can't even get hit.
Come on. Natural 1.
Of course.
At least you're out of the room. What if you fell prone?
Natural
1.
So I guess a fumble with the ghost touch blade is probably a magic fumble. All right, here we go. Magic fumble. all right, this one, this is melee fumble. Eric from Ohio.
Hey, Eric. I probably know him.
Oh, yeah. That's Nick Lowe's from Ohio.
God.
It's true.
This is painful just reading the title in the situation we're in. It's okay. I can fix it. I just need about 6 seconds.
Am I stunned for a round?
The weapon you made the attack with breaks in some way. Maybe the wrapped hilt comes loose or a bolt needs tightening, but your weapon gains the broken condition. It can easily be fixed with a full round action.
Okay. I'm pretty sure my weapon can't be broken, but I'll look into it.
Good fumble, Eric. That's a good one. Just a simple broken. Yeah. You can use a full round to fix it. Bing, bang,
I'll say
boom.
That like something about your connection between you and the weapon is shaken somehow.
Yeah,
and so it's like it's not. It's like it's flickering, like Obi-Wan's lightsaber in the first Darth Vader fight in New Hope.
Yeah, and so like, you'll take a -2 to hit and damage, unless you spend a full round action, like
right. And I could be
doing
making
a meditation to reconnect.
Yeah, and I could be making up that it can't be broken. But either way, that's cool flavor. I like that. Yeah. It's like that because that's all it's thing. Like it's all about this connection that he's growing with the blade.
Right, so it's right. Off. It's like something. There's like a little interference there.
That's a fun.
Maybe it was stepping through the door. The
static
force cool. door.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, that's a good fumble,
God. Eric. We could write this stuff.
Yeah, we could.
Eric, great fumble. I'll meet you at Mitchell's or maybe Great Lakes Brewery back in Cleveland after this Corona.
Oh, there you
happens.
Go. There you go.
Great Lakes.
It's a date. He's like, I'm from Cincinnati.
That's a little Cincinnati chili.
Yep, Skyline.
Skyline chili. Okay, it is Foley's turn. Can you do this, Foley?
Can the one do it again? Can he do it again? Here we go.
Did it. 21, okay. DC 20.
All right,
can he finish it off? Again, another 3. Wow. 4 points of damage. Does that do it?
Wow. Do you want to... Foley, do you want to describe your kill?
Yes, I do. Man. Oh, I want to describe it so badly.
Yes. All right. So, first thing that happens is as he gets the wand to activate, an ear-piercing sound reverberates down the hallway of this missile firing off of this newly found wand. And this thing that had been like screaming at the door to like reach him, just like it bursts in a. But yeah, just in a burst of white light and just like fizzles out into nothingness. And they are left alone in this tomb.
Yeah. This echoing sound of this magical explosion slowly dies as it reverberates its last echoes off the walls in this empty place. And you all are left in the middle of this ancient tomb. The eerie silence permeates your very bones. The weakness drags you down. And we'll see what happens next time.
No!
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. We're so weak.
I'm so weak.
So weak.
So very weak.
Carry me.
Carry me.
Alfie.
Alfie.
Alfie. Prepare a litter.
Bring the wizard. Bring the nine-fingered wizard.
Nine-fingered wizard.
Amazing.
Legacy of the Ancients is a Glass Cannon Network production of Paizo's Rise of the Rune Lords Adventure Path. Paizo Pathfinder, their respective logos, and all Paizo titles, characters, and artwork are property of Paizo Inc. and are used with permission. The Glass Cannon Network is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Inc.